You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rejoice! While fuel prices are yet to return to pre-2022 levels, it has free-fallen down to an average of $2.70 a litre at the pumps in Auckland. For example, yesterday afternoon saw prices fluctuate across the country, with, for example, Waitomo on Tenakuri Road in Wellington charging $2.59 a litre, Caltex on Newton Road charging $2.65, and in Christchurch, Waitomo on Fitzgerald Avenue charging $2.47 a litre. Further drops are expected on the horizon, in part due to the crude oil stock price falling from $110 to around $96 over the past week. Another factor could be the fuel tax excise, which has been extended to January, showing its effects. To learn more, I spoke to economics professor Basil Sharp about the trends and contributing factors to the fall in prices. The cost of petrol has just been dropping in the past week. Just wondering if you had any insight on, it's a reversal of the trend that's been seen the last few months where prices have hiked well above $3. What could be the trends that contribute to this lowering of prices?
I think you have to look at the supply side, and in this case here, I think the Ukraine conflict obviously added a great deal of uncertainty to the market, and so we saw supply being constrained in a way because Russia supplies quite a considerable amount of oil to the global market. So that was one of the pressures that led to the growth in oil prices. But then again, we can't forget about demand, the demand side also. And generally speaking, the demand for oil, and let's just say petrol, is pretty inelastic. So it doesn't really respond to prices very quickly. So people just keep on driving their cars around. So if it goes up 10%, for example, well, the demand for petrol is not going to go down by 10%. It might go down a little bit, but not a lot. So there are two sides to all of this, and we just need to be aware of that.
With the fall, do you think, as you mentioned, with the price rising, it didn't really slow people down from filling up their gas, but do you think we could see an inverse effect with the prices falling?
Well, clearly we could do. I wouldn't see that. I think the important thing there with prices going down is that it's just going to contribute to a reduction in the rate of inflation in the country. I think that is quite important, really. You know, I mean, the interesting thing, Trishel, is if you look over time, the current price of oil in real terms, okay, so if you take all the effects of inflation and so on out of it, the real price of oil at the Texas hub, so that's one of the hubs where crude oil is traded in the global market, it's actually down at around $116 in real dollars terms. Now, you compare that to 1980, when we had the oil embargoes, it was $140 a barrel. You compare it to 2008, it was $190 a barrel. Okay, so in terms of the peak of the real price of oil, historically, it's well below some of the other peaks that we've had. And right now, it's trending down. So expectations are by the end of 2022, it'll be well below $100. And in fact, I think this Thursday, so yesterday, it was trading at $90 a barrel at the Texas hub. So, you know, it's coming down.
Like, compounding with the cost of living crisis, how could this alleviate some of the worries that people have, knowing that one commodity is lowering its price down?
I don't know what share of the inflation rate petrol is. I suspect it's probably quite low. You know, when you look at the average household spend in New Zealand, probably top of the list would be the cost of accommodation. So that would be mortgage. And if you go down the list, you're probably going to have food next. If you go down further, it might be education. Go down further, you might be coming up again electricity and transport fuels and stuff like that. So in the household, you know, the family budget in New Zealand, energy is not right up there at the top. It's the cost of accommodation. It's the cost of, you know, mortgage interest rates are going up now, so they're just knocking on 7%. So that's going to have a massive impact on family budget. It's just going to dominate anything to do with the cost of fuel.
Finally, I just want to touch on the fuel tax excise, which has been extended to January. Is this also an effect that's showing that it's just taken time for it to kick in?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the interesting thing is the total cost of fuel that we would pay at the pump, say for a 91 octane fuel, the imported cost, okay, so we import processed fuel, refined fuel in New Zealand now. We don't refine fuel. So the import cost there is close to being less than GST, the duties, the taxes and so on that the government collects from oil. And so I read somewhere just recently that Z Energy, and I think if my recollection is accurate here, I think Z Energy said that their profit margin, I think it was around about 4 cents a litre. So you put that alongside the government taxes and the government levies and so on, I mean, it's insignificant. So the real cost to New Zealanders in terms of fuel, I mean, really has to do with the levies and the duties and the GST and all those sorts of... And, of course, Aucklanders pay 10 cents a litre more, or they were paying 10 cents a litre more for fuel relative to the rest of the country. So we need to look at the bigger picture, I think, in terms of the price of fuel at the pump.
That was Professor Basil Sharp discussing the fall in fuel prices in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.